Welcome. You're listening to Latin Waves with your hosts, Sylvia and Stuart Richardson. Latin Waves is more than just hot rhythms. This is a show about community, about creating a culture that is inclusive and based on fairness. Because everyone deserves dignity, respect, and has something to contribute. A new world is possible, and it all starts with us.
If we organize ourselves, like when people learn this, a huge percentage of our population are against these proposals, and we can beat them. We have to, you know, there's been great organizing in British Columbia against the pipelines, and I don't know, I'm very proud of our region. I think I think we can stop them all. If we organize ourselves, like when people learn this, a huge percentage of our population are against these proposals, and we can beat them. We have to, you know, there's been great organizing in British Columbia against the pipelines, and I don't know, I'm very proud of our region. I think I think we can stop them all.
That's the voice of singer-songwriter Dana Lyons. On this week's show, we speak to Dana about his newest album, The Great Stateless Sea, and his perspectives on direct democracy to protect this pristine coast.
We will swim 1,000 miles to shores of Emerald Isles, with salmon spawning by the million, herring spawning by the billion. Gather with our pods again, the summer food, the summer friends, to raise our babies safe and free. We gather in the Salish Sea. Oh, hush, hear the swish of the boats on the water, the hollowed out cedars, the sons and the daughters, the rhythm of paddles caressing the water, the rhythm of paddles to come greet the orca. Remember the legend, story, a long time ago when we witnessed the glory, the thousands and thousands of whales swimming free. The orcas come home to the great Salish Sea. Song from many miles, your distant thoughts, your distant smiles. Today we fish in different bays, tonight we meet again to play. Oh, hush, hear the swish of the boats on the water, the great sailing ships with sons and the daughters, the wind and the wood as it cuts through the water, the wind and the wood sailing out to the orca. Remember the legend, the myth and the story, a long time ago when we witnessed the glory, the thousands and thousands of whales swimming free. The orcas come home to the great Salish Sea. Oh. Ships to come, will end. the coal ports, the freighters, the deafening noise overtaking the water, the deafening noise overcoming the orca. Remember the legend, the myth and the story, a long time ago when we witnessed the glory with thousands and thousands of whales swimming free. The orcas come home to the great Salish Sea. Oh, hush, hear the voice from both sides of the border, the rallies, the blockades, the brave sons and daughters. The people speak out for protecting the water. The people are rising to come save the orca.
That's an amazing, wonderful song by Dana Lyons called The Great Salish Sea. I'd like to welcome Dana Lyons to the show, the artist, singer, songwriter, a dynamic performer, and who performed the last wonderful song. Welcome to the show, Dana.
Hello, Stuart.
It's great to hear your voice. Please tell us the inspiration for your new CD, The Great Salish Sea, and the last song we just heard.
The Great Salish Sea is, the song is from the point of view of the 103-year-old matriarch of the resident orcas in our beautiful Salish Sea. Her name is Granny, and she's back this summer, so she's still alive. And a friend of mine, Stephanie Buffum, suggested the storyline of the song, that I write a song from Granny's perspective of the changing sound of boats for over the last century. So it's basically to draw attention to how the giant ships going in and out of the Salish Sea affect the orcas. When I did my Great Coal Train tour in 2012, I drove from Montana to Bellingham following the route of the coal export train, the proposed coal export. The first show was on the San Juan Islands, and there was a orca scientist there named Val Veers, and Val spoke about how extremely loud the big ships are and how it practically deafens the orcas. When there are no ships in the water, the orcas can talk to each other 5-7 kilometers away, so they can literally be chatting with their children in the next bay while they're fishing. When the big ships are going by, they can maybe hear 100 meters. You can see the effect on their communication. You can imagine what it does to their ears and their bodies. So in addition to all the many different problems of the ships going in and out of the Salish Sea, the effect on the orca is one more. And your listeners may be aware, there's already a lot of ships going in and out of the Salish Sea. If the fossil fuel exports go through, if the pipelines go through in British Columbia, if the coal ports, new coal ports go through in Washington, Oregon, if the oil trains are allowed to export, we're talking about 2,700 additional giant ships going through the beautiful Salish Sea. So that was the primary drive behind writing that song in particular.
I love your album because it has so much social content, and it's such a pleasure to listen to your passion and protecting and fighting for the Salish Sea, and you can hear the historic struggles in your music. And another song I want you to set up for us, Dana, is "A Salmon Come Home," because we are fighting in British Columbia to protect the salmon against fish farming, against these coal exports and oil exports, as you just mentioned. But we're not the only ones fighting, so can you set up the song "The Salmon Come Home" for us?
Yes. The whole world is under attack for coal and other resources. They want to export coal through the ports in Vancouver and Washington, Oregon. In Alaska, there's a lot of coal, and the Salmon Come Home song is about one specific Athabascan native village, and they live on the Chewitna River. And there is a proposal to mine the Chewitna River, to dig up 13 miles of the river, dig 300 feet down for coal for export to Asia. They want to destroy an entire salmon river for coal. And needless to say, this would be horrible for the salmon in the river. It would also be horrible for the people there, because basically it would eliminate their source of food, or one of their main sources of food there. There's two proposed mines in Alaska that would mine rivers. The mining industry is trying to create a precedent for mining rivers in Alaska. The Pebble Mine is the other. Fortunately, we have really strong opposition to both of those, and there are different U.S. federal laws that are helpful. So we're hopeful that we can beat both mines, but it's a long fight, and it especially affects native peoples as well as the water, the salmon, and the whales, etc.
Okay, let's play the song.
Salmon come home again and again since the beginning of time, the beginning of when we've been living here. We've been living here forever. The salmon come home again and again since the beginning of time, the beginning of when we've been living here. We've been living on this land forever. Then the Russians came for the fur and ground. They built log forts and we burned them down. Then the great flu came, taking old and young. We gathered who was left and we begin again. The salmon come home again and again since the beginning of time, the beginning of when we've been living here. We've been living here forever. Salmon come home again and again since the beginning of time, the beginning of when we've been living here. We've been living on this land forever. Then the oil rigs came, promising us jobs, leaving oil sheets as we carry on. Then the loggers came, taking the great tree, leaving mountains bare, leaving muddy streets. The salmon come home again and again since the beginning of time, the beginning of when we've been living here. We've been living here forever. The salmon come home again and again since the beginning of time, the beginning of when we've been living here. We've been living on this land forever. Now they come for the coal underneath our river to destroy our home, take our children's future. We are one small town, we are one proud people, we are one with salmon, we are one with eagle, we are one small town, we are one proud people. We are still surviving, we are still surviving. I do not believe Creator wants this to happen. I do not believe Creator wants this to happen. I do not believe Creator wants this to happen. I do not believe Creator wants this to happen. Salmon come home again and again since the beginning of time, the beginning of when we've been living here. We've been living here forever. Salmon come home again and again since the beginning of time, the beginning of when we've been living here. We've been living on this land forever. We've been living here. We've been living on this land forever. The salmon come home again and again.
What a beautiful song that is. I want to come back to something you said earlier in the interview, and that was the resistance to these coal trains and the mass organizing that's going on in Washington and Oregon have done a really good job of blocking these coal trains, which are really dangerous for the environment and increased tanker traffic. But in BC, it hasn't really picked up. Although we do have groups fighting it, it hasn't reached that level. Can you talk a little bit about your song Sometimes? And this will be the last song, so please let our listeners know how they can get your music and catch one of your shows. But if you could explain the song Sometimes to us.
Well, first of all, again, my name is Dana Lyons. My website is cowswithguns.com. And you can hear Cows with Guns, and you can hear most of my recorded music there. And you can hear it for free, and you can purchase MP3s or CDs or whatever you want. The song Sometimes, and in the chorus you'll hear Sometimes the People Stand Up for a Reason. I wrote this song before the campaign had really kicked into gear, before people had really organized in Washington and Oregon to stop the proposed coal ports. And 2.5 years ago, there were 6 proposed coal ports, new coal ports, in Washington and Oregon. Today, there are 2 left. We've beaten 4 of them, and we beat the 4th one this week. So we are celebrating in Washington and Oregon. And we've beaten all 4 because the investors have pulled out. There's so much public opposition against these coal ports that the investors are running scared, and they should be. They're pulling their money out because they know we're going to stop them. And there's 2 left, and I think we're going to stop both of those. The largest of all the proposed coal ports would be here in Bellingham. And earlier this year, the largest investor in that, Goldman Sachs, sold all their shares. That's a very good sign on how we're going to beat them. This affects British Columbia. It's like we're all in this together. British Columbia, Washington, and Oregon, the province and the 2 states that are with the Salish Sea. You know, Oregon has the Columbia River where the orcas go also. Basically, the federal governments of Canada and U.S. Teaming up with the fossil fuel industries, coal and big oil, they want to use our region as a national sacrifice zone. They say it's good for the economy. It's good for whose economy? Really, you know, the question I raise at all my shows in the U.S., why is North Dakota's economy for exporting this explosive oil more important than our economy? What happens to Oregon's economy if there's an oil spill in the Columbia River? What happens to Washington's economy if there's an oil spill in the Puget Sound? When I tour in British Columbia, I ask, why is Alberta's economy more important than British Columbia's economy? British Columbians have to ask themselves, what will this do to your environment? What will this do to your economy? And why are you being asked to sacrifice everything so big oil can make a little more money? If we organize ourselves, like when people learn this, A huge percentage of our population are against these proposals, and we can beat them. We have to, you know, there's been great organizing in British Columbia against the pipelines, and I don't know, I'm very proud of our region. I think I think we can stop them all if we just keep working at it. But the Sometimes song is about the people standing up for their homes, for their communities, for the health of their children, for the environment and for their jobs. The reason I think we're going to win on all these things is we're not just talking about the environment. We're talking about property values and the economy. The oil companies say this is about jobs. You bet it's about jobs. It's their jobs versus our jobs. We're going to lose a lot of jobs for some other region's jobs. You know, what happens to the salmon fishermen when there's an oil spill? What happens to British Columbia's tourist industry when there's an oil spill? What happens to the economy of all the islands when there's an oil spill? One oil spill, and they're talking about 2,700 ships a year. Now, our region needs to stand firm against this, and if we do, we will beat them.
Thank you so much, Dana, and I thank you for your long work in raising these issues. In BC, we're still dealing with a catastrophic breach of a tailings pond, and you know about that too. So we are going to fight here with you. We're going to finish out this song. I do encourage listeners to go to Cows with Gun. There's amazing videos and resources, and they should support your work because you certainly support this region. So thanks for doing this, Dana.
Thank you, Stuart.
Take care.
When you feel the ground rumbling, when you hear the great horn sound, the big steel wheels grinding, the three lights bearing down, when a sound that once seemed friendly now is tearing at your heart, there's no backing down. Sometimes the people stand up for a reason. When you see the long train coming, and it's coming to your town, and it's carrying the poison in 100,000 cars, and you hear your daughter coughing when it wakes her in the night, there's no backing down. When you know it drops the value of every home in town, when you know the kids with asthma jumping rope on the playground, when you know we're all against it and our voices do not count, there's no backing down. Sometimes the people stand up for buying off the state, while the feds are gonna tell you that the towns don't have the right to block interstate commerce, to protect your family's health, there's no backing down. Billings down through to Bellingham, when every doc and teacher, when every mayor stands, when every child who lives within 5 miles of the track, there's no backing down. Sometimes the people stand up for a reason. Sometimes the people stand up for a reason. Sometimes the people stand up for a reason. Sometimes the stand up for a reason.
come to the end of our program. Latin Waves is a weekly syndicated program available to campus and community radios. Please visit our website, www.latinwavesmedia.com, to hear previous shows, connect to our media projects, and access other resources, or to support our efforts by making a safe PayPal contribution. I am Sylvia Richardson. Thanks for listening.